President-elect Joe Biden is assembling his cabinet and has selected six people for his foreign policy and national security teams, including longtime foreign policy advisor Anthony Blinken as Secretary of State. Blinken is 58 years old, and he served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor in the Obama administration when Biden was Vice President. For a deeper look, we're joined now by Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's also a former State Department Middle East analyst, advisor and negotiator in Republican and Democratic administrations. Welcome to the show.
A pleasure to be here, Tanya.
Yeah, so Aaron, we're starting to see the makeup of President-elect Biden's security team and cabinet. Among them, John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, will be climate czar. Admiral Haines to be the Director of National Intelligence. What signal is Joe Biden sending with these choices?
I think we're moving into a period where you're going to have a foreign policy team. Six people you've mentioned, you haven't mentioned all of them, basically are tethered not to the political and personal interests and, frankly, vanities of a single man, but to something that all of them would agree is the American national interest. And frankly, that's a radical departure from the foreign policies of the Trump administration, where policy in large measure was in fact inextricably linked with the president's own personal and political agenda. So I think that's the key point of departure. Second, having worked for half a dozen secretaries of state, I can tell you that the sine qua non is a close relationship with the president. It takes American allies and adversaries about 5 minutes to figure out whether or not a secretary of state is speaking with the authority and confidence and trust of the president. And Tony Blinken, having worked with Joe Biden since the 80s, and probably knowing him as well as any of the foreign policy professionals with which Biden has dealt, actually has that kind of a relationship. Whether the world will cooperate, whether or not you can actually solve some of these very difficult problems is another matter. But Biden has picked someone who he trusts and someone he's prepared to empower.
Well, you actually know Tony Blinken. I want to ask you about some of the others. We're also seeing that Jake Sullivan is being nominated for National Security Advisor, and diplomat Linda Thomas-Greenfield is expected to be named United States Ambassador. Your thoughts on them?
I mean, again, they've all worked together. They all know one another. I think you can virtually almost guarantee, and although the TikTok of governance is a lot different than campaigning or the period before governance, you can guarantee a certain harmonious interaction. A lot of the bureaucratic games that we've seen, not just in the Trump administration, but in other administrations, I think will not be played. And I think they all have a more or less a similar view of the world. I don't think that they would tell you, Tanya, if they were speaking to you, that America is the pivotal, indispensable power that can solve all the world's problems. But I think they would all argue that American leadership must be restored, and it is central to solving some of them. They believe deeply in alliances. They believe they're wary, I think, of foreign intervention. All know the process of how government works. And that's the other thing. Remember, we've got a delayed transition here, which means that they're going to be behind the clock considerably. And you really do need people who know government, who know the process, and who can begin to advise the president accordingly.
Well, before I let you go, I just have a minute with you. You were talking in detail about the role of the Secretary of State. What do you make of these stories that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu actually met with the Saudi Crown Prince, who was also meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo?
Yeah, you know, the Saudi foreign minister is denying this, but I'm certain the meeting took place, and it's the result of at least a decade of emerging Israeli-Saudi relations in response to a rising threat from Iran and Sunni jihadists. The Trump administration, I think, it is probably their most significant diplomatic accomplishment in the region. They invested heavily in this. I would argue at the expense of the Palestinian issue, but it may well be, Tanya, that Israel-Arab state normalization process might actually create a better environment, which would allow some modest progress on the Israeli-Palestinian issue as well.
Aaron David Miller is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thank you.